not sure what the festival is about. I know it's about Lord Jagannath. But what's it? Is it some day or Rath Yatra or something?
Snana Yatra.
Snana Yatra, okay. Well, it's good for the speaker to know these things. When I joined the movement in 1968, and when I moved into the temple at the beginning of 1969, I was given two services immediately. One is I became the temple treasurer, and the other I became the head pujari. I only had one problem, I didn't know who the deities were. The devotee who was taking care of the deities before, when I first came to the temple in 68, then we had the deities on a bookshelf. You know, it was on a bookshelf, and we had Lord Jagannath. I didn't know, there's one black one, one yellow one, one white one. And they were in a bookshelf, and the head pujari was Burjan Prabhu. And then when he moved, I don't know if you know Burjan, but he moved to North Carolina to start a center there in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, with another devotee. And so as soon as I moved in, he was the treasurer before and he was the head pujari, so I became the treasurer and the head pujari. And right before he left, he built an altar for them. And I asked him who the deities were, because I thought I should know if it wasn't a secret. And he told me he didn't know either. Luckily, Prabhupada came a few months later to Buffalo that year. So I had the opportunity to be with Prabhupada every day for a week, for most of the day when I wasn't in college. So one day I asked Prabhupada when I was sitting with him, I said, who are these deities? I knew their name was Jagannath by that time. I said, who is Jagannath? So he looked at me and he was starting to think, and he said, oh, he's Krishna. Said, oh, that's good. And then he said, well, every year we have this festival, it's called Rath Yatra, and you don't have, and then we have a big parade, and then he was about to say, you don't have to worry about this, but then he started to think, he said, that's all right. Because that year we had a Rath Yatra in Buffalo, our first Rath Yatra. We had a lot of flowers which we stole from all that we. We used to have our night raids. We get up really early in the morning before 3 o'clock, and we go to all the neighbors and get them to donate their flowers unknowingly. So this Rath Yatra, we had a lot of flowers. In any case, one of the first deities that Srila Prabhupada installed was in, it may have been the first deity actually, was in San Francisco. He installed Lord Jagannath there. And of course, as I said before, Lord Jagannath was exactly the appropriate deity for Haight Ashbury. Because he was the only one who they think was normal. I don't know if you know about Haight Ashbury, but normal was what we'd consider, hopefully, abnormal nowadays. And when Prabhupada installed them, he told everyone to offer whatever they have to the deity. So every day people would come with their new clothes, their jeans, their shoes, whatever, and they offered to Lord Jagannath first before they'd wear them. I still don't know if Jagannath accepted any of those things, but anyhow, that was the mood. And one day, Malati Devi Dasi, the wife of Shyamasundar Prabhu, who's now one of the GVCs from America, she was in a Pier 1 store. Pier 1 was, they had many foreign items. And she had sticky fingers, if you know what I mean. So she saw in one barrel these little things in the barrel, and her fingers stuck to it, or the thing stuck to her fingers, and she walked out with it. Unknowingly, of course. And then she brought it to Prabhupada, who was in San Francisco at that time, and she showed it to Prabhupada. He said, what is this? And Prabhupada immediately got down and offered obeisances. And he asked, is there any more of those? And she said, yes. So somehow or another, they collected all the many of those things. Everyone in the movement at that time, there were probably around 50 devotees, got one of those little things. It was Jagannath Baladeva Subhadra. I got a Subhadra. Unfortunately, we didn't know how to handle them properly. We I don't know if I should say it, but we decided to wear them around our neck. So in order to do that, they put screws through the heads of Lord Jagannath and Baladeva. We were wearing them on our neck. And when Prabhupada found out about it, he said we shouldn't bring them into the bathroom because they were going with us everywhere. So we got a little pouch. I got a little pouch for Subhadra. And she was wearing around her my neck, a little pouch. And she used to sleep on my pillow at night. I guess we were dovetailing our childhood with in Krishna consciousness. In any case, the story goes that when Krishna is in Dwarka 5,000 years ago, then at that time there was one devotee, her name was Rohini. She was the mother of Balaram. And she was both in the Vrindavan pastimes and in the Dwarka pastimes. So she knew all about the Dwarka pastimes because she used to take care of Krishna and Balaram along with Mother Jasoda. So one day the queens were asking Rohini about Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, and she started to narrate them. And it just so happened Krishna walked by, and he decided to listen in. He knew if he entered into the room, the conversation would stop. So he decided to look through the keyhole and see what was going on and try to listen. So he heard Rohini describing his childhood pastimes. And he became so ecstatic that all the limbs of his body withdrew and his eyes became very wide. And he became Lord Jagannath. What we see is Lord Jagannath now. Lord Jagannath is not some some kind of mistake. Someone was trying to make a Krishna deity. And they didn't quite get it right. No, it's actually a form of Krishna feeling separation from the pastimes of Vrindavan. Just so happens that Baladeva walked by and he saw Krishna in this weird form, very strange form, listening to the door, what was going on in there. So he thought something must be going on in there. So he put his ear to the door also, and he heard the pastimes of Krishna and himself in Vrindavan, and he became so ecstatic that all his limbs drew into his body, and his eyes became very wide. Wow. And the same thing happened with Subhadra Devi. When she was walking by, she saw her brothers, in its ecstasy. She put her ears to the door, and she heard the pastimes and became ecstatic too. So that's how Jagannath appeared in this age, because Jagannath is also the story of Indradumya, Nilamadava. That Nilamadava was a deity who was kept by a Sabara. Sabara means a fisherman. Nilamadava. And he was being worshipped in a very secluded place because he was afraid someone would come along and steal the deity. So he was worshipping Nilamadava. And at that time, the king, actually I'm not so sure I'm going to get this pastime right. The king, he had, what was the name of Vasu something? Remember the name of the person who came to in any case, he was a devotee, a king. Remember that pastime? Anyhow, he came, and as it turns out, that he was in a village, and the Sabara had a daughter who was very beautiful. And this king's messenger, he married the daughter, And he knew his father-in-law was always going to this place and becoming very ecstatic. So he wanted to find, and he heard about Nila Madhava from his wife, that his father has some place where he's worshiping Nila Madhava. And then he decided he wanted to also see the deity. So his father-in-law said, "That's all right, but I have to blindfold you." So he blindfolded him, but he took mustard seeds in his pocket. So when he was walking along, all the mustard seeds fell on the ground, one at a time. It was spaces, so he could track his way back to where Nila Madhava was. So after some time, after seeing the deity, this beautiful deity of Nila Madhava, then he realized where the place was. And somehow or another, the king wanted to find Nila Madhava and take him back to his kingdom. So when he followed the mustard seeds, somehow or another he got there and Nila Madhava had gone, had disappeared. And so he arrested the Sabara, and eventually he heard a voice that actually... Do you remember the pastime? He was going to appear somewhere. In any case, eventually he appeared in Jagannath Puri. Nila Madhava is our Jagannath, Lord Jagannath. And the Sabara became one of the daityas. His ancestors are now worshipping him at Jagannath Puri as the daityas, those who take care of Lord Jagannath, especially during the Rath Yatra festival. Anyhow, there's many pastimes with Lord Jagannath. He's especially merciful to the Sabaras or to the Malechas and the Yavanas. And he's in the mood of always feeling separation from Krishna. So Lord Jagannath, it wasn't by accident that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wound up in Jagannath Puri, because Lord Chaitanya's pastimes in Jagannath Puri are principally feeling separation from Krishna. And Krishna is also feeling separation from Vrindavan in his form of Jagannath. So here we have Lord Chaitanya during Rath Yatra with his devotees bringing Lord Jagannath back to Vrindavan. So you see how happy Lord Jagannath is that he's finally getting back to Vrindavan. And we're assisting him, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's Srimati Radharani, to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan. And that way we get to go back to Vrindavan also. So that's in essence the Hare Krishna movement. Assisting Lord Chaitanya, bringing Krishna back, and everyone else back to Vrindavan. So that's our mood. Feeling separation from Vrindavan, and because of that feeling of separation, trying to go back to Vrindavan with Krishna and bring everyone else we can with us. Therefore, although our deities, principal deities of Gauranitai and the Panchatattva, still, we especially appreciate Krishna's mood of feeling separation from Vrindavan, because by developing this feeling of separation from Vrindavan, that's how we actually arrive in Vrindavan. The ecstasy of feeling separation in Vipralamba Seva is said to be far greater than the ecstasy in Sambandha, in union. Of course, we'll take ecstasy either way. We're not so particular at this point. But either way, right now we'll have more of a chance for a Vipralamba, feeling separation from Krishna, than to personally meeting him at this particular point. And the way of doing that is do some service to the Sankirtan movement. The Sankirtan movement is principally to help bring Krishna's other children back to the spiritual kingdom. As I quoted a letter, one time I wrote to Prabhupada, and I was asking him, I used to send him donations. We had this little blue Bhagavad Gita, and I was the treasurer, so whatever money we collected from selling this Bhagavad Gita, how many we sold, and I sent him the money as a donation. And when I send him letters, sometimes I'd ask questions. So I asked him this question: how does bhava turn into prema? which was a normal question for me. And then Prabhupada read the letter and he wrote me back this one-page letter all about preaching. He was saying that we should go and sell these Bhagavad Gita's everywhere in Buffalo where we were. And then he was telling me about Rath Yatra, because at that time there was no internet. We were lucky if we had a tape recorder. And at that time we weren't so lucky. The only communication generally we had with Prabhupada was by letters, or when our temple president used the telephone. The telephone wasn't used very much. So Prabhupada wrote me about this, and he told me about the festival in Jagannathpur in San Francisco. He said in San Francisco, we just had a celebration in San Francisco, and 10,000 boys and girls were dancing and chanting in full transcendental ecstasy. That the boys and girls in your country are generally good souls. That's why they've taken birth in such a country. Things, of course, things have changed lately, but... I heard that in New York, they've distributed 3,000 back to Godheads in just 2 weeks. And I've heard that in Buffalo, you're also distributing back to Godhead very nicely. So please continue in this way, and your success in life is assured. As Krishna sees that you're helping to bring his other children back to the spiritual kingdom, then he'll bestow all his blessings upon you. That Krishna is never ungrateful for our efforts to serve him, rest assured. Regarding your donation, regarding your question of how bhava turns into prema, there's no need to worry yourself over such advanced topics at the present time. But shortly my book, Nectar of Devotion, will come out and you can read about it there. You also said that you can close $50 in the envelope, but I don't find any check for anything there. So the point is, that's equally true for all of us. It wasn't just, if I help bring Krishna's other children back to the spiritual kingdom, I'm sure then Krishna will bestow his blessings upon me alone and everyone else. Too bad. Good luck. No, it's everyone. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. Yari Deka Tari Kaha Krishna Upadesh Amara Agaya Guruhana Tari Desh. Whoever we meet, our mood should be to help them come back to the spiritual world. Help them make some advancement in Krishna consciousness. And if we do that, then Krishna will bestow his mercy upon us, and the mercy will be that we'll actually feel some desire to reach Goloka Vrindavan. Just like we all came here today because we had some desire. I don't think anyone just came for a walk and they happened to bump into the temple and they couldn't find their way out, so they're here now. We have some desire to be here. That's why we're here. Similarly, in order to go to Goloka Vrindavan, or to go back to the spiritual world, we have to develop a desire. And the price of that desire, tatra loyam mulyam ekalam, the price of that desire is Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati, is to develop Krishna bhakti, to develop bhakti, and that bhakti is service. And our service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to, and all living entities, is to help them, unite them with Krishna. Revive their relation with Krishna, and indeed with all living entities in relation to Krishna. Come back as being part of Krishna's spiritual family. So more than anything, Lord Jagannath appears in this universe and all the universes to encourage us to hear about Krishna and in that way try to develop our feelings of separation like he is. And if we serve Lord Jagannath, we serve his representative, well, his manifestation in this age, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then gradually we'll actually develop a taste for hearing about Krishna, and when that taste develops, then the result is that we'll actually feel separation from Krishna and Vrindavan, and our life will actually be successful, because we'll actually be in Vrindavan. We don't have to wait for the Vaikuntha airplane or from Goloka Vrindavan to be in Vrindavan. We can be in Vrindavan simply by developing the desire to be there. This Krishna is absolute. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions, comments? Get up early in the morning. Chance here, come to Mangalarti sometimes when you can. But get up early in the morning, chant Hare Krishna, follow the regular principles, hear about Krishna, and try to tell others about Krishna. That's all. Follow the regular principles of Bhakti Yoga. Krishna says, Maya, Mayeva Mana Adatsva, Mayi Buddhim Niveshaya. Just fix your mind upon me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and engage all your intelligence in me. Thus you'll live with me always without a doubt. Tachitam samadatum nisakshno simai stiram abhyaseno yogenetito mamis chantim dunanjaya. If you cannot fix your mind upon me without deviation, then follow the regular principles of devotional service. In this way, try to develop the desire to obtain me. So this process of hearing and chanting about Krishna and service, if we do it with a proper mood of depending upon Krishna, then gradually we'll be able to perceive that everything here is Krishna's energy. Everything belongs to Krishna. Krishna is controlling everything. And therefore all our anxiety will go away. What's going to happen? I mean, we know what's going to happen. But we don't really know what's going to happen. Everyone thinks, well, soon I'm going to die. But actually, we don't die. We think our body is going to die. But actually, our body can't die. Because it's already dead. And anything that's already dead can't die. Logical, isn't it? A very logical philosophy. But since we never were born, we can't die. But we just think we're going to die. But that's all just part of our dream, our illusion. So we just accept that everything is here is under Krishna's control, and then we'll stop being so much anxiety. And then when we find out Krishna is the actual enjoyer, we can be happy by pleasing him, by serving him. Then we'll give up our trying to enjoy in other ways other than pleasing Krishna. We can actually experience how happy we can be by serving Krishna. And when we can find out that actually our real position is just love Krishna, just as we love our bodies and other things in the material world, but our real object of love is Krishna, when we find that out, then we'll actually become peaceful. And when we become peaceful, then gradually we can hear it properly, understand everything properly, and when we understand things properly, then we can know what to do in order to, all the time, to properly serve Krishna, serve Krishna's devotees. And by doing that constantly, then Krishna will put us in Vrindavan. So a simple process, difficult to follow. But we have no choice. We have a choice. We're eternal, so we can eternally be in hell, or we can be eternally in Goloka Vrindavan. It may be difficult to be in Goloka Vrindavan, but it's more difficult to be in hell for eternity. So that's our choice. Either we follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and help bring Lord Jagannath and everyone else back to Vrindavan, or we'll stay in the material world, locked up in our houses or whatever. But certainly locked up in some material body somewhere. So, we'll stop there, and I think right now, what do we have?
It's a close of the darshan.
And what happens before that?
The class is still going on.
Okay, who's giving class? Any other questions? Yes.
Why did they get sick?
Mike.
Thank you.
John, not Mike.
So my question is, if I understood correctly, that Lord Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, and maybe Sudarshan, they get sick after today? Or how? I'm not.
Well, because the coronavirus is going. We didn't observe social distance, whatever. You know, the combination of so much, you know, fruit being poured on you in the water, and this virus goes around, what can you expect? Anything else? Yes. Yeah.
I'm asking the same question you asked your brother, the difference between Bala and Prema. Explain.
Well, I think the book in Slovenia is coming out soon.
I love the English.
Well, do you know what Bhava is? Do you know what Prema is? You don't have to worry about the difference. It's a long story. Anyhow, it's worth staying around the Hare Krishna movement just to find out about it. But I won't spoil it for now. Anything else? Yes. My.
I wonder about the story that Buddhist was complained that Jagannath was first from them.
From what?
That Jagannath was from Buddhist. You know the story? How was this?
No, I never heard it. I haven't heard any Buddhist stories. Yeah, everyone thinks everyone.
They were fighting over that Jagannath was first from Buddhist.
Is that right? Well, everyone fights in this age over everything. Whatever you say, someone's going to disagree. Yes. Anything else? Okay, maybe we can just chant for another 10 minutes then. We have the harmonium. This is a question. Yes. That's what Prabhupada, as you probably know, used to do. Prabhupada used to do chanting at the beginning, and then he'd speak for a little while, and then he'd have chanting at the end. And our program used to be having the morning program, going out and preaching, and then coming back and having the evening program. He used to be called the Hare Krishna sandwich. Shri Jagannath Balade Shimati Subhadra Devi Kijai.